Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Mr. Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mr. Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jerry's, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Jackie Deaver Race Cars. Fast, reliable, experienced.
817-706-6258.
110 Buckskin, Alvarero, Texas. 76009.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans. Welcome to another show sponsored by Grudge Inc., the Atomic Dog Grudge Madness Show. How's everybody doing out there today? It's another fine day. A lot of things been going on, a lot of behind the scenes, trying to get race cars ready, make races happen. A lot of people talking about shows, a few shows coming up in town and out of town. A lot of action being made in the grudge world. We're going to talk about a few things today. Just want to make mention again of Jackie Deaver's race cars. For the one who didn't get it, Jackie Deaver does a real fine job on race cars. He's located 110 Buckskin Road, Alvarado, Texas. Jackie Deaver's on here. Push the one button. I always like Jackie to come on and give a little shout out, say a word or two for the people about what he do as a business. Other than that, man, I sent out a lot of texts, posted on Facebook, try to get information out there, try to encourage people in the grudge world to come on and talk about the great, fast-paced game of grudge racing. A lot of things begin to happen, winding up, getting ready to come into the cooler season, so these cars should start picking up. Before we get off in the upcoming events and shows this weekend, before I say it, I want to just mention about a little bit about a topic and give people time to kind of think about it while the guys might come on and speak about the races that happened this weekend. On the tonight's topic, man, we got something a little special. I'm always asking for guys to send me a text or call me, speak about a topic, trying to come up with some every week, some kind of topic. You know, I appreciate it, guys. If you come up with an idea, hey, shoot me a text, call me, email me, whatever. Make contact with me. Let me know if it's something that can be interesting, some information we put out there for the Grudge Racing world to know. People can learn, spectators can see why people are saying certain stuff. And the next topic will be about track prep and the drivers and tuners' responsibility when it comes to track prep. You know, a lot of fans might not understand, you know, some races. We got a lot of young racers out here. They might not understand. So that's going to be one of the topics tonight, about track prep and the responsibility of the driver and the tuner. And that topic is going to be led by Joe Golden from Hot Rod Gossip. Joe Golden will come on, and he'll share his experience. And we have guys, if you have some experience, we want you to chime in and voice your opinion about it, what you think. If you have any questions about it, feel free to push the one button and ask Joe Golden about an idea, or if anybody come in and got some other knowledge about it. This show is for everybody, so we want everybody to participate in it. And another topic also I thought to bring up, to kind of put a little light in it, kind of go back a little ways, and as racers and fans, that topic will be about what are some memorable moments you have in drag racing as a spectator or as a drag racer. Memorable moments. What kind of races have you seen over the years that you really enjoyed, that kind of stuck in your head, that was a big bang to you as a drag racer or a spectator? Man, we want people to start stepping up, start putting this information out there, talking about it, trying to make some fun and learn some things as we move on into going into the closing of another great season. So those are some of the things, the topics I want to bring up. I always want to bring up lock-ins. There's some potential lock-ins out there. Guys, they push the one button. You want to call somebody else? Guys, bring it up. Don't sit back. Hey, speak about it. This is Grudge Racing. This is where we try to help generate races, try to make action. So just keep that in your mind. But before we get off into all that, I want to know who out there have a race report for some Grudge Racing that may have went down. I know it was a pretty wet weekend, put a damper on some things in the races around here. But I do know that they were still able to get some races off in the Dallas area. Dallas Raceway, ATI had a race. I know that race went on in Dallas, Texas. So if Lorenzo out there, or somebody out there in the Dallas area want to come on and give a little race report about that race. And also, if there's an upcoming event, guys, come on, promote your races. Put it out there. Fans want to know. Racers want to know. We're trying to get people to these tracks. So utilize this show to communicate, put information out there just as well as you do on the Internet. Talk to people. Try to get somebody on the phone. Try to lock them in. So take advantage of what we have here. We're in a new era of Grudge Racing and the way information is getting put out over the Internet, over these talk shows. Hey, man, guys, utilize it. Put it out there. Okay, so with further ado, I'm going to go to the lines, and we're going to open this thing up and try to see if we have a guest on. So I'm going to turn this over and see if we can get Joe Golden. Joe Golden, go to the host. Host, Sherry, is Joe Golden out there? Let me know.
Tracy, I don't see Joe on the line yet or on the board yet. I tried to call him a couple of times, but wasn't able to get him. Maybe before, you know, too long, he'll call us. But right now, we do have Lorenzo on the line. Lorenzo, your mic is open.
How's it going, Race Family? Hello?
What's going on, Lorenzo? How you doing? What's going on out there, man?
Oh, not much. Well, I had a decent turnout this weekend at the ACR race. You know, not too many cars from out of town, but Oklahoma did show a nice showing. I must compliment them on that. And C-Town also had a nice showing. And we've now quite a few Grudge races, but we did have Pretty Tony showing up with his Deuce. He ran against Cutlass out of West Dallas, out of Tony Thorne's camp. It was a really good race. It was a small block to a big block on two systems, and a small block on one, and it turned out to be a fairly decent race. The big block overpowered Pretty Tony, and he lost. And we had the Street Beast out of Oklahoma with the 70-mile Monte Carlo. Very nice car. If you see this car at the track, I would encourage anyone to go over and look at it. It's an all-steel body car with a nice cubic-inch motor. He ran the Black Thing Chevy Love truck. I had to sleep on the tree a little bit and got beat. And the other grudge race of the night was probably, let's see here. Gator was also out with Peanut's car. I wanted to do a little grudge, but couldn't get anything on. So that was basically it for the weekend on the grudge side here in Texas.
Okay, well, it's nice for you to come on a minute and share that. If anybody got anything to add to Lorenzo about the race, whether it happened at Redline, whether it happened at Denton, whether it happened at Kennedale, if it was a grudge race went on anywhere, any track around here in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, let us know about it, man. The race fans want to know. So if, as far as the Houston area, anybody out there got any race cap on Houston, was it raining down there as well as it was here in Austin? I don't know, but if there's a race report to give, guys, take advantage of it. Come on here. You got an upcoming show. Push the one button. Tell people about your show that's coming up. I do know Roy. I talked to Roy earlier today. Roy said he wanted to come on and speak about his event that he's having this weekend in Houston. So I don't know if I don't see Roy. I don't know if he's out there or not, so.
Roy James, your mic is open.
There you go.
Roy, your mic is open.
Hey, Trace, how you doing today?
Hey, what's up, Roy? I'm doing all right, man. How you doing?
Oh, I ain't not waiting for the weekend to get here. Like, we're going to have some good weather this time for me. Like it ain't going to be a rain out. So I'm letting everybody know to come on out and do some races with us, and we're going to try to show y'all a good time. And there's going to be a surprise out there for a whole lot of people. So we just want to, you know, invite everybody to come out. We're having a grudge race. I had some guys from Louisiana call me and say they're coming down. And a few guys from Dallas, they said they'll be there. And they're coming down. So I think it's going to be a pretty good turnout. And I want to invite everybody to down.
Hey, Ron, I hear you say it's going to be a surprise. Just kind of to push your race that you got going on this weekend, man, might bring a few more fans out there. You just want it to be a surprise, you don't want to use it as an attraction or nothing like that?
Okay, so. I'll just come on out and enjoy it. Come on out to the race. Yeah, I'll see what's going to happen. Like I said, we're going to have probably about three or four different classes to run in the race. And so y'all just be there Saturday. We're going to try to make this a fun deal here. I know, Tracy, you said you was coming, so anybody else out of town, everybody, you know, just come on and have a good time. We're going to try to do a whole lot of grudge race.
Roy, what time do
you know? I'm planning on coming out there, Roy. I need to shake my old car down while I get those cobwebs off of it. If I can get down there on track and find me a few dollars between here and Saturday, man, I might try something with somebody this weekend. I might try something with somebody else. It might be a good thing. I might get my feet wet, see what the old car made of, see if I can get to go down the track. Maybe we'll try something with somebody.
Roy, what time did this open?
Hi.
What time are the gates open?
The gates open at 4 o'clock. But it'll probably be open a little earlier than that because I'm going to be out there by 12. So I'm looking forward to be open, you know, no earlier than about 3 o'clock. You should be able to get in the gate. Hello?
Okay, Robert. About that time. Hello? Okay.
Did you hear me? Okay, all right. Yeah, the gates, like I said, open at 4 o'clock on the flyer, but I'm going to be out there at 12, so anybody want to get in a little early, we'll let them in.
Okay, then, Roy, it should be a good event, man. Not a whole lot going on this weekend. And the Grudge World,
yeah.
I know they got a, I know it's a race, bracket and NHRA race going on down there in Phoenix, but a lot of Grudge races, you know. Like some of the Grudge races,
yeah.
they probably going to show up and they like the Grudge thing. So it'll be a pretty good turnout down. I hope you come down there and we have a good time and everybody be safe doing what they do and try to make some action one way or the other. So we're gonna get out here and try to do what we do, I guess, to support your race, you know.
Yeah, okay, I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. So yeah, you're gonna have a good time. There's gonna be a lot of cars there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay then, Roy.
Okay, Tracy.
Oh. All right, then just hang around, man. If you want to come back in and say something else, just push the one button, man, and chime back in. You know.
Okay.
Well, while we're waiting, hadn't quite been able to get Joe on to speak about the topic, so I'm going to move and I'm going to hold that topic and I'm going to try to go to the lines a little bit on something else that's on the agenda for us. Some of the memorable moments, man, you know, some things. Before I go to that, ask first, is there anything out there that somebody might want to discuss that have to do with Grudge Racing or track? Is there anything out there that somebody may want to discuss or some information that we may need to know have to do with Grudge Racing or track? I can give you, if you push the one, I can give you an opportunity to kind of speak about that now. It might be something that we don't know that maybe we need to know. I'm going to say that.
You've got a couple of hands up. But in the meantime, I'm Roy and Lorenzo. Both of y'all had a little bit of background noise, so I muted your mics. So if you would, just press the one button, take your hand down, and then if you want to talk, press the one button and bring yourself back in. And Tracy, we've got Joe on the line now.
Okay, so since we got Joe Golden on the line, I guess no further ado, we might as well introduce for some of the ones everybody know, HotRodGossip.com is Joe Golden's website. And what I did is I talked to Joe.
Hey Tracy, am I on?
Yes, you're live, Joe. People hear you. We hear you loud and clear. How you doing, Joe?
Oh, I'm doing real good. Sounds like you got a nice little talk show. It's about time somebody started one for Texas. I know I appreciate it.
Well, Joe, I'm going to say this not to cut you off. I'm going to say this because I say it every week, and I'm going to say it because this is true. This talk show is hosted by Grudge Inc. We don't make money off this show. I'm just the host of this show, and I do this show for Grudge Racing, so this show is not a Atomic Dog show. It's a Atomic Dog Grudge Madness. I'm just the host. This show is for all of us. For all the Grudge races around Texas, Oklahoma, Mississippi, Louisiana, whereabouts, Mexico. This show is for all of us. So I hope all of us chime in, come up with some great topics, put the information out there because the Grudge World need to know, and as we getting older, the ones that race a long time, we getting a lot of young guns out here in Grudge Racing. And a lot of these young guns quite don't understand some of the things about Grudge Racing. So when I got the information about you, I thought that would make a good topic because lately, you know, over the last few races, we've been hearing people complain about track, the condition and stuff like that. With no further ado, Joe, the topic tonight is starting out with about track prep and condition. And give us your experience and knowledge about tracks and what some of these people can do that you notice with your experience they're not doing. And so maybe, you know, give me an experience. Put it out there. Tell us about it.
Well, one thing racers should do, they need to come up. I'm at the starting line. I've been there for 40 years now. A lot of the new drivers and stuff never come to the starting line and see what the track even looks like. Now your professional drivers always come up there. I've been to events and Jeff Neiser walks up there before a race. Shannon Jenkins comes up. all your fast guys, they do come up there, and it would be beneficial to the rookie to start coming up. Now, you're probably not going to notice nothing the first few times you come up there first, but after you get used to looking at the track, and then you're going to know, is the track really not that good, or is it a killer track? And then you'll understand, if your car's down a little bit, then you'll know, well, it's the track, or instead of just blaming the track, maybe your tires are going away. And if you know the condition of the track because you've looked at it and you've got experience with your car, you're going to know what the problem is. And I just don't... When our cars were slower 10 years ago, we had big old tires, and I don't think it mattered as much as it does now. But we're running big motors and small tires, and knowing what the track is doing is getting more critical all the time as we get faster and faster.
Let me tell you, so we have some young racers out there, and we have some fans out there. You've been around the track 40 years, and you hang around the starting line. Can you give your experience just a little nod if you kind of let a person know what to look for? See, some young racers, they might come up there, and they might go, and they guys might look at the track, and, you know, you never know what they're thinking. But can you just give a little bit of information to certain things and what caused it, what may have caused it, or what do you look for? Can you just give the racers out there, some of the racers out there might not know, a little knowledge?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You have to come up there. I don't think anybody would understand what I'd be talking about if they haven't experienced it. You get some tracks that are gooey. That's what one fella called it. Some of them are tacky, and then you just have. That's why I want you to come up there before a race, before you ever go down and get used to it, and then it's going to take you 6 months to know when a track is sticky or when it's tacky or when it's soft, and then you're going to know what your car will do, and you have to use that experience to know how to tune your car. Without understanding what a track is about when you go to race, I don't see how you can even tune your car. And it won't make much sense, but you should get in the habit of doing it. I see you up there, Tracy. You're kind of a cautious guy. You don't say too much. But buddy, you're up there studying that track before you run your car. And I guess you got that over years of racing a car. And a lot of these newer guys, how are we going to get instill it in their brains to go look at that track? What are we going to do to help that?
Well, one thing about it, what you're saying tonight, Joe, is a good thing. It's good information and knowledge to some of these young racers that don't understand it, and you are correct. I never go to a racetrack, and I know I'm testing on somebody's car driving my own car. I'm going to walk that track. And when I walk that track, you know, I'm sort of looking for something. If I make a pass, I kind of ask people, hey, look and tell me what happened or what you see. You know, I'm trying to collect some kind of data and go back and look at my computer and see what I can come up with. But I want to know, I want some eyes on that track, too, to kind of let me know. But when I first go up there, I kind of want to know what the track look like, what lane look like, what it feel like. It's certain things that you're looking for. So you're right, the young guys, they need to take heed to some of that stuff. And guys, I'm going to say this as a long-time racer. Don't be too hesitant to ask people. You know, you never know certain things if you don't ask. I know with grudge racing, some people won't tell, but, you know, hey, some of you guys, like your friends or some of these guys, and, you know, you, everybody needs to learn something. So, you know, I don't think you're giving away a whole lot, letting the guy teach the guy a little bit about track conditions. So in some cases, that track condition can be something that can save your life. So if you go out there and don't know quite what's going on, like we have seen, been fortunate enough to, and blessed enough that nobody really got hurt, but we had a few races a while back where some guy was overdriving the track. And I'm saying that to say this. The track was a little loose, and guys kind of getting out the groove a little bit, and by the track being a little loose, not knowing when to lift. So when you kind of look at the track a little bit, and you kind of get a baseline of what you think the track is like, and you go back and you might put a little tune-up in your car and try to help you get down that track. And if it's doing something, as a driver, you sit in that seat, you're going to feel some certain stuff to know a good driver, you know, he's going to lift. But a driver that's young and don't have much knowledge, he sometimes thinks he can overdrive it. He can drive it out of a condition, and that's when sometimes, you know, you find yourself getting in trouble. So, you know, hey, guys, you know, speak up, talk to some of these guys, ask questions, and you might learn something. That's a very important topic Joe's talking about.
One last thing I'd like to bring up. The more knowledgeable a person is, especially a driver, is what the track should be like and what it looks like, the more you should go complain to the track owner when it's not right. Everybody gets lazy. Even the guys prepping the track, they'll say, oh, that's good enough, or they don't want to get up and drag the track in the middle of the race because they're lazy. But if you get knowledgeable drivers, we'll go up and just tell them in a polite way, hey, look, the track is not as good as it was when we first got here, or I've seen this track in a lot better condition. Can you do something to help us? If you're polite about it, I don't think there's a track owner anywhere that don't mind getting up and putting a little extra effort in. But what happens, nobody ever complains. They just take the track like it's given to them and think that's the best that it is. And without your knowledge of what a good track is, you're not going to be able to make a legitimate complaint. Tracy, I don't guess I have a whole lot more to say on this, but I think it's just a good thought if we can put it in everybody's mind to watch that track prep, and don't be afraid to go talk to the track owner about you if you think you need a little help. And if sometimes you see an accident, two or three accidents in a row, it might be best to get four or five drivers and just go walk the track and look for yourself. You might see something that they've overlooked. Y'all got some pretty expensive cars you're running out there, and nobody likes to see nobody get hurt or hurt their equipment. I feel like we need a little bit more vigilance on what's going on with the track.
I agree with you, Joe, 100%, and we got a lot of people on the line, Joe. So hang on. Somebody might want to add something to it. Somebody might want to ask you some questions. So I hope you stick around because we're going to go to the line. And if you have something to add, hey, add on it. And if you have a question for Joe, ask him. That's what the show is about. The show is about knowledge and information. And we all grow as much as we can learn. So I'm going to get quiet and I'm going to go to the line, sir, and see who
Tracy, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
No problem, Joe. Hang on, Joe. Hang on the show.
I'll be here.
Okay. All right.
John Harrison, your mic is open.
Tracy, this is John Harrison.
Hey, John, how you doing?
Oh, I thought I'd join you and see what was up. I'm walking to my truck, so if you hear the ignition bell, that's what it is. I listened to quite a bit of what Joe had to say on the computer, and I didn't call in until, I don't know, probably listen to 10 minutes of it. But I'm going to back up a little bit to where he was talking about the drivers looking at the track. If you ever go to a national event or a big show like an ADRL or something like that, you'll see those guys, you'll see the guys go out there and they've got a device that they stick on the track and it's got a torque wrench on it. and they'll put the rubber foot of that thing down on the track and use a torque wrench to test the breakaway point to where they can see how sticky the track is, how good the track is. You know, the old school, like me and Joe, you go out there and plant your sneaker on and twist your foot and see what the track does, you know, see what the surface does. And if you don't do that, you know, if you can't afford one of those $1,000 tools or whatever the hell they cost, you that's the best way to do it, is you just go out there and physically see what the track will take. But that's up to the driver to do that, you know, or the crew chief or whoever. You know, you need to go see what the track will take.
That's right, John. I mean, you know, that's good information, and that's what Joe is saying, and you coming up speaking about a tool that, you know, like product expansion, like say you mentioned the ADRL guys and NHRL guys, you know, the suspended tool, but you're right. You want to know what the breakaway point is, so it's good information, and we're glad to have you on, John, and you and Joe, y'all new to the show, and man, anytime you guys can come on and bring some knowledge and understanding to Grudge Racing, man, the fans appreciate it. You know, the Grudge Racing, young and old, we all can appreciate it. It helps save some of these cars at times because guys have a little bit more knowledge, a little bit more information. Not to say it's not a correct thing that, hey, knowing this is going to stop you from wrecking, man. Anybody can wreck a car. The best, there are wrecked cars, so it don't stop you from wrecking cars. We all can wreck cars. Anybody any given night can wreck a race car. But it does give you more knowledge and understanding on trying how to get the best performance out of your car due to that track condition that day. So, yeah, John, man, you know, I agree. That's valuable information. So, hey, we appreciate it, man. And just you got anything else to add to it, feel free. Joe, you got anything else to add to it? If any one of y'all got any questions to ask them, guys, hey, push the one button right now. We got them on the line.
Well, I got one more thing to say, and then I'll shut up for a while. The main thing is that the crew chief or the driver needs to do is he needs to determine what the track will take. The biggest problem that I run into with my customers as far as their chassis tune is that they try to throw everything at it that they got and adjust the chassis to make that happen. You know, there's only so much a chassis can do. You can only adjust the shocks to do so much in the intersect point or ladder bar angle or, you know, your stock suspension stuff, whatever you got. It'll only do so much. You can only generate so much of a coefficient of friction with Mother Earth. And from that point, you have to tune it. You have to tune the engine. You have to tune your nitrous or your blower or your turbo or, you know, whatever to what the track will actually take with the car that you have to race.
That's right, Joe. I agree with that. So that's good information. I mean, we got some hands out here. Somebody might want to ask. Somebody might want to ask some questions. Hey, so Sharon, who we got out here, and what's their question?
Tree Man, your mic is open.
Okay, you can hear me, Tracy?
Yeah, what's happening, Tree Man?
Ain't nothing a whole lot, but I mean, like, you know, like the older guys telling, you know, for walking the track, getting your track experience, I mean, that's the only way you're going to really get it or learn how. I mean, even if you a rookie and you start walking the track, you're going to notice the difference in the track. But also I want to add to that same, you know, to that same topic is, just like you go to a new track, and this is what I always do, because I learn from a bad experience in Napa Soto. When I go to a new track, I get on that four-wheeler bicycle, and I go down there and look at the other end, too. Because I had that bad experience in Napa Soto. I'm down there upside down in the bayou, and they still down there racing. I mean, that, and I'm down there in house shoes. I mean, that taught me a lot. Bad experience, like I say, bad experience makes good racers. To where, like I said, if I go to any new track, I don't care where it is, I always go down there and check out my, what kind of shut down room they got, also, much less, you know, how the starting line looks.
Yeah,
I just
want
to add that.
You got to stop them. You're right. You always want to know what you got on the other end. Yeah. Go ahead, Shreeman.
I mean, that's all I wanted to add. Just say what's up to Joe. I ain't seen Joe in a while.
Hey, Tree, what are you doing?
Shit, I ain't doing no good. What you doing?
Oh, y'all really got a pretty nice little show going. I've only caught it one other time. And, John, how you doing? It's pretty nice y'all guys clicking in here. And I do want to say I see Tree going up and checking the track. These guys are getting some pretty fast cars. And maybe that's a rough way to learn what Tree Man just said, but that's how you're going to learn. You're going to have to check the track and know what you're dealing with. I'm gonna turn it back over to Tracy. Tracy, you're doing a great job.
I appreciate it, Joe. Hang around, Carl. Once we get through with this topic, we're going to go into the topic about memorable moments, man, and talk about some of the races that you might have had over your life experience. Some races just stick in your head. You know, a lot of times you have a lot of races, but certain races stick in people's heads. So y'all hang around. You know, y'all some of the old school guys. I'm quite sure y'all might have one that might reach back away to bring some memory of some other old school guys on that might remember. Or, you know, as a fan, same thing. Some of the races you've seen is rememberable. But if anybody want to add any more to this track prep thing or got a question, they want to ask anybody on here, push the one button. Cheryl, I think we got the line set up. Who's here? We got it.
Yeah. Tree Man, I'm going to leave your mic open, but do me a favor and mute your phone. You got a little background noise. Thanks.
Okay.
Freaky, your mic is open.
Crazy Joe.
Hey, what's up, Freaky?
Shit, nothing. Say, Joe, talk about, like, staying in the groove, and then there's a lot of drivers that try to correct it once they get out the groove. So can you talk about that, Joe?
Well, Tracy, is it, if I address that question, is that okay?
Hey, Joe, I'm going to say it again. This is an I show. It's not a my show. Feel free. Go ahead. That's what it's for.
Let me tell you about getting out of the groove. My thinking is there shouldn't be no groove. The groove is between them two walls, one side the other. It's real easy to sit back and criticize when you're in the stands or at the starting line. But if you're that driver sitting in that hot seat, especially if you're racing for some money, let me tell you. My buddy Gary Weatherly, he tells his driver, James Finney, do not lift. He's not worried about the car. He's worried about getting there first. Now, yes, if Jamie's safety is worried about his safety, lift. But don't lift worrying about the car because he's a grudge racer. He's thinking about winning, and that's all he's thinking about. And that may not be the conventional wisdom, but you got to get in the mindset of these grudge racers. The boys from Brenham, them two brothers, owns Air Machine, one of them. He told me that he don't come to the track to lift, and they don't. You got to realize that it's just war, and yeah, you should be able to put them a groove down there, and they should be able to lift, but they physically can't. It's the moment in time we're in that, they're in that car, and the thinking that's going on in their brain, lift cannot come into their mind, and so what you have to do is prepare the track the best you can. And a grudge racer is not going to lift. It's not like if you're a class racer or a goody little two-shoe, you're going to obey the rules and follow the law, but grudge racers can't. It's their nature. That's what makes them grudge race. And you got to give them as – if you got one ball on one side and one on the other, spray it. I know when David Baker was taking care of the track out there at HMP, he literally sprayed from wall to wall. There was no center stripe. It was black. He sprayed right up against the wall and right all the way to the other wall, because when a grudge racer gets out of shape, he ain't going to lift. He's only going to lift when he's upside down. And that's just the nature of us in this sport, and people that the don't grudge race and people that come watch, it's real easy to say, oh, he should have lifted. And yes, he should have lifted. That's absolutely correct. But it's physically impossible. And you just, it's just, I'd be like Gary Weatherly. If I had a car and a driver, Gary says if Jamie lifts, he's going to fire his ass. And you can ask Jamie and he'll tell you. Gary don't want to lose. And that's why he's in the sport. And to me, I don't know, I like graduation, and I think that's one reason why I do. These people are, to me, they're special warriors. And I know people, you probably think I'm nuts, but I like that type of person. They are committed to winning, and now nobody tries to get hurt, but during the heat of the battle, there ain't no lifting, and I wish some of these tracks would realize that. And instead of spraying a groove, I wish they would go wall to wall. Tracy, I'm gonna turn it back over to you. That's one of my favorite topics, and I'm going to get hung up here if I don't give it back to you.
You go all the way. I just hang on, Joe, because it might be something right down here that kind of, you know, one thing about these shows is, you know, you give information, somebody might challenge something you say. And everybody, and each person, what they believe in, how they rate, what kind of money they got, what kind of car they got, and each person got their own mind. It's everybody's opinion, what's right, what's good. So people could agree to different agreements, come from different perspectives. That's no problem with that, but it's always good to hear that information from certain people. That's just the way of life, and that's the way you grow up with grudge racing, so that's the way you believe in it, that's fine.
Yeah, hey, who we got out there?
Who we got out
there? Roy James, your mic is open. Roy, your mic is open.
Oh, I thought I had to close. I'm just listening. Go to the next one.
Okay, press the 1 button and take your hand down for me, okay?
Okay, all right.
Lorenzo, your mic is open.
My friend, I'd like to chime in on the track prep and everything. Like I said, I agree with the one what they're saying, you know, the wall-to-wall prep, and I see it all the time with a lot of tracks, you know, they do just spray the groove, and then along the sideline of the wall, it'd be dusty, or that center line be dusty, and that causes a lot of accidents. And, like, I agree, like I say, you know, spray wall-to-wall, or at least sweep wall-to-wall. And another thing, a lot of these new drivers need to get crews that are paying attention to the car. Because you get in the car, you can't see what's going on, because I suggest a lot of people are, when I'm with someone at the track, if I'm at the track with my car, I want someone to look and make sure I have nothing leaking when I pull up to the start line. And a lot of people never look at that. A lot of wrecks are caused because you have leaks from the point to go. And another thing, some guys do their burnouts. Once they do their burnouts, a lot of guys try to put them back exactly where they did the burnout at, which is not the correct thing to do. The correct thing to do, I feel, is to put the car dead center of the track and point them straight down the track. A lot of guys see lined up, car be crooked, and they leave crooked, and there goes accident. And that's basically all I have to chime in on that at the moment.
Okay, man, it's always good to give the input, see what we got out here. So we're going to go to the next caller, see what we got.
Hey, man, your mic is back open.
Hey, y'all wanted to address one more issue. Y'all getting a bunch of background noise?
Yeah, walk away from that noise. I hear a little bit of what's going on in your background. You can kind of walk away from that. Yeah.
Okay, I was in that McDonald's. But, y'all wanted to address the issue of, like Joe was saying, you know, about not lifting, and, you know, the guys, you know, it's trained not to lift. I mean, also, when I race, I mean, on average, 10 times, if I make 10 passes, I might lift on 9 passes. I mean, if anybody understands, they're betting, hey, Tree Man going to lift, he's going to lift, because I can't see, you know, making a full pass. I mean, even if the car going right, unless I just don't know how fast my car going, but I know how fast it's going, what I need to make a full pass for. But also, you driving the faster cars, the two chassis cars. I mean, just like old Better was saying about the groove, once that car kind of lift out that groove, you can feel it. You sit in that seat, you can feel that. I mean, once you feel it, you better lift, or you're going to be 4 or 5 months out the game trying to put that car back together. I mean, that's the only thing I wanted to say.
There ain't no wrong with that. I mean, you eat, But in case like that, case by case, you know, each scenario, you know, people have their own opinion, own perspective. I guess you just relies on the hand of the driver, you know, what decision to make, what he think is the best decision, or the car owner. Some car owners tell the driver different things. So, you know, it's information, something to think about.
You know, I can hear, I'm going to go in there, and you can watch TV.
Who was that? Okay. Yeah, so, yeah, somebody got some background noise, so if you kind of mute your mic, we got some background noise. Other than that, we'll go to the line, see who we got out, who else out there we got a comment on that topic about. Who we got?
Tracy, right now, those are all the hands that are up. You don't have any new hands up right now.
Okay, I see those hands, okay. Okay, that's good. We're gonna go and talk about something that all of us as grudge racist fans or whatever, we can speak about it. And that is one of the things that I wanna speak about and have some guys talk about some races that went on, some memorable moments in grudge racing. And I'm gonna speak about one for myself. Because at the time, you know, it's a memorable moment for me because, you know, I was coming from a layoff. I'm just going to say this. I'm going to go back a few years. And I was coming from a little layoff. I've been racing a long time, and I had a little layoff, and I was gone away from the game for a little while. And, you know, I came back in the game, and, I had a new car and stuff like this, and I believe I was down there at Roy James race down at HMP, and just a memorable moment to me was this. I had just been out to sea for a while, so, you know, of course, you're going to be a little rushed. It's going to take a little time to get back in the groove, and I go to the track, you know, with my car and trying to get it worked out, and I hadn't really sprayed it yet. You know, I hadn't really sprayed my car, you know, so I'm at HMP at MLK Roy race. A lot of people there, man, the exciting was going on, and you know, grudge racers, they're always walking around trying to see what they can see, trying to watch cars and see who's what. People knew that Tracy had been out with the Tommy Dog and he hadn't had much testing, and he was kind of probably a little green. Now, one thing about it, they know I race, but, you know, hey, when you ain't been in the seat for a while, you've been away from the game for a while, you know, you kind of green. You're trying to get used to it. And anybody that knows this grudge race, he's been around a ton of years, and he's a little race. I'm down in Houston, Philip Valera, Black Bat. Me and Philip, we all at the track. We making passes and people talking shit and everything else. And, man, he come over to me, man, saying, Tracy, hey, you know, you want to race your car? You want to race your car? I said, yeah, man. You know, I want to race. Yeah, I'm racing. But, hey, man, I ain't never sprayed it. Let me spray it a couple of times and see what it do. So I sprayed the old car, went down the track pretty decent, you know. Come back over, Phil, it's ready. And then you still come back to me. Man, you ready? You can win. I said, well, Peter, you know, I probably need to make another shakedown. Let me make one more just to feel a little comfortable because that was the first time I sprayed it. I made it down the track. So I sprayed it, and I come back over to Phil and say, man, we can get him. I said, well, Phil, go over and lock him in. No big deal. So Phil go, and you know Phil. If anybody knows Phil, Phil kind of, he'll get people wrapped up real tight. He come back over there, man, and Rodney Depp will come over there, and they say they want to try me. Now, here Rodney Depp is. He had a pretty nice old STN truck. He come over there saying he want to try me for a little something. So I'm looking around and say, okay, man, whatever. At that point, I leave it to you know, like Joe said, I don't do a whole lot of whooping. You know, I leave it to the people around me. You know, at the time, I think there was Freaky Lamont or something down there with me. Hey, I let them have it, you know. Y'all go over and have it. So Freaky Lamont, they went over and had it. You know, we go to start line. Me and old Rodney Jefferson, we like them things up, do our little burnout. You know, everybody's probably wondering what Tracy's going to do. He's been out of the game for a while. Well, made a long story short, we get up there, you know, hey, I've been gone for a while. I haven't been passing. I left first, turned the wheel light on. I went right down Broadway, man, and everybody was kind of surprised. And I'll never forget when I woke up that Sunday morning, I saw Hot Rod Gossett. Oh, Joe had a pretty good little title up there, but like they say, everybody, you know, you're gambling. It's grudge racing. You catch a guy out there green, the minimum wage, if you're going to jump on it, the best time to jump on that guy is early in the game. That's the best time to jump on him because, hey, you might be a little shopping, but you catch him right down to testing, you might have action. So, to me, against Rodney Decker, man, that day, that was a memorable moment for me and drag racing. You know, I kind of surprised some folks coming out there. Man, I had a good time, so I'm looking to do something this weekend. I'm still green, but this weekend, I'm coming to HMP, and I'm lying dead to try somebody. So, that's me. So, we're going to go through the line, guys, as grudge racers, fans, and spectators. If you know of some memorable moments, some things, put it out there, man. Talk about it. Let the people know what is a memorable moment for you.
Tracy, I got one. Is my mic open?
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
We first started out at Navasota, and we was having some pretty big match races, and the Budget Boys, Darrell Usher, he wound up won 26 in a row, and he was pretty hot. We was having some pretty big crowds, and then and boys from Dallas come down with that mean green Nova. It was they'd been down a few weekends, and they was a likable bunch. And we was yah-yahing back and forth, and I'd sort of forgot about them. But about midnight, one of them snuck up in the tower and got on that microphone and started calling us out. And it was the funniest thing. I would just totally called everybody off guard, and it was just the funniest thing the way they called us out. And they was up on that microphone just to singing. And we went ahead and we had us a big race. I hate to say I forgot who won. I ain't so sure it wasn't them that won. They had a bad Nova. And I guess the best thing I can say about the Dallas cars, them boys didn't mind thumbing them. They had thumbed them from dead idle with at least a 500 horsepower kit. They would pull up there and thumb them, and just the whole crowd there would get up on their feet. I can still remember I was walking out in the pit somewhere, and them boys started hollering, and nobody had ever done that before. And they really had got me. I thought I had everything, and when they started doing that, they really got me. That was really funny. All right, I'm going to shut up again. Maybe somebody else will have something.
Yeah, well, that's always a good thing, man, to talk about some of them grudge races that really lit you up, that really got your fire going, got things excitement. You know, that's what the fans love. We do this stuff, and the fans love to see it. So, hey, anybody else, what you got? Who we got out there? Push the one. Memorable moments. We got a lot of hands now. I see a lot of folk out here pushing one, but don't be afraid to talk. Hey, people come on here, man. You might know someone. You don't have to be a car owner. You can be a spectator, and you experience being at a race and saw a race that excites you. Push the one button. We got a lot of folk on here. Push the one button. Give us your experience and what was a memorable moment for you in the game of grudge race.
214-1110. Your mic is open.
What's up, Tracy?
What's going on? Who we got here?
This old no-neck, baby.
Hey, what's going on, no-neck? What do you know, man?
Not much, man. I can tell you something that every racer would love. Old Carl one time had bought a Camaro from Danny Scott, and it had an old Lico in it. And Roy, who had that fast Nova, had been picking on Carl. And Carl come to the track to race him. And they raced it for like maybe $3,000. And old Roy was picking on it real, real bad. But what he had thought he seen was he seen old Carl make a pass on the motor. And then Carl come around and launched it on nitrous, and it took the wheels up half track. So Carl come back and told him, let's run for the $3,000. And what was so funny about it was that Roy probably had 10 times the money we had. But we ran for like $5,000, and Roy pulled in the light. And do you know Roy wouldn't take off? When the light come down, Carl took off, and Roy sit there. And Carl wanted to kill him. And I said, Carl, you ain't got to kill him. He said, man, he's supposed to take off. I said, Carl, you took that man pride. That man wouldn't even take off and hit the gas. It wasn't nothing wrong with his car. He knew he could not run it. I say, you take that over $5,000 anyway. You know, you took his whole pride in front of everybody in Dallas. So that was a memorable moment for me, because you definitely get a man that'll just show you that he was scared. Most of them are red light or gone and take the whooping. But Roy wouldn't even take the whooping.
Wow, he really did that guy,
Oh, yeah, I mean, he wouldn't take off at all. The tree come down, and he sit there on purpose because he was scared. And that's the time Eric, you remember Eric got a Fort Worth Tubbs and Son?
Oh, yeah, you know I remember Eric.
Eric come over to Carl and say, Carl, I don't know what you done to him, but you took everything out of him. And Eric was betting on Roy. Roy wouldn't even take off. So like I said,
That's good. That pressure must have fight, man. I tell people in the growing race sometimes, you sit down and call, man, you know, you a lot of things go to your head, man. I guess in that case, that guy was too scared to pass the gas, but hey, that's good. Hey, that's good, man. Good. Come on, man. Who we got out there? Who we got next?
Webb, your mic is open.
Yes, I'm Webb. A memory moment back in the day in the 70s wearing at the track. Everybody used to do the best out of three. I think that was the best grudge racing back in the day. Do anybody do that nowadays?
Well, they don't do too much the best out of three now because guys got so much in these cars, so they don't want to do too much out of three. You get a few guys sometimes do it two out of three. Most of these guys, they want to do it one shot, one kill, you know. So, but you got some guys will do that. All depends on this day and time, man, guys got a lot of stipulations going in the grudge racing. I mean, the game is getting so tough, you just have got to be a real good stipper in some of these cases to get your race. So, but, you know, in all, it's what it is. It's what it's come to today. Never going to go back to where it used to be, but you just got to learn more each and every time. So, that's good. Where you from, man?
San Antonio.
Okay, yeah, good to have you on, man.
San Antonio, but I used to, back in the 70s, I used to go out to the track out in Yellow Belly. And I don't know if y'all remember Willie Franks with the Raz Ass Nova. He used to be the better.
Yeah, we know Willie Franks. Okay, yeah, we know Willie Franks. Everybody know Willie Franks.
Okay, well, back in the day, they used to do their best out of three, you know. But that's all I have to say.
Okay. Hey, good to have you on, man. It's always good to chime in. Feel free anytime to come on and talk about something we got going. Anybody else got their hands out there want to talk about a memorable moment? I see a lot of people out there, a lot of hands I know. Some of these guys, some things you done saw as a grudge racer, as a racetrack, as a fan, or a racer. Hey, man, it might be somebody you know you might want to talk about. Or you got a lot in you, you want to say something about it. Hey, speak about it. That's what we on here for. What we got?
Tracy, I don't see anybody with their hand up right this second that hasn't already talked. Everybody's mic that has talked is still open, with the exception of Freaky, who had a little bit of background noise. But everybody else's mic is still open.
Okay, you got one of them memorable moments? You got a race you want to talk about? You got two people you might want to stick together, try and call and stir up some action? Hey, feel free. Go ahead, man. That's what we're on here for, to talk about memorable moments, track prep condition, and locking in, trying to lock in. Trying to make a race. Got these races coming up. Guys, we got to try to support each other and try to help make some action. So,
Tree Man, your mic is still open.
Okay, Chase, this is what I want to say on that issue. You were saying that when you erased the black bet, I mean, the black bet got me back.
I raced Rodney Ducker. Black bet was there. He was running. I raced Rodney Ducker. You know, Rodney had that 10 truck. Bill was coming over
here
the race
war
with Rodney.
Okay. What I was going to say was this, man. I mean, anybody know me, been around a while, they know I done had some cars. To where sometimes we just be on the topic, what's the best car you ever had? I mean, the best car I ever had, I mean, for dollar, for a big system, after I bought the Black Bat from Phillip, I mean, that's the best car I ever had, ever drove. I mean, that car never, ever gave me problems. I mean, that car gave me problems one time. We thought the car was tire shaking, but the car wasn't tire shaking. What it had done and we didn't know it. It had shook the transmission mounts out. That's why I was tire shaking. Till we was on our way to Mississippi, and Eric out of Beaumont called me to buy the car, and we was already on our way to Mississippi. And me and Jarvis happened to get up under there and was changing the third number, and I noticed that it had shook the transmission mount out. But I'm thinking the car was tire shaking, but it, you know, was the mount all the time. Other than that, I mean, other cars I done had, they'll do all kind of crazy stuff. I mean, that Black Bat, that car ain't never done nothing crazy until it shook the transmission mount out. That's where it was doing stuff crazy. I mean, I was just speaking on that issue on that car.
Okay, all right. That's good. What you
guys
going this weekend,
Tree
Man? You going to be down there?
Yeah, I'm be down.
Man, me and you, man, you know, crowd going to like something, man. Me and you, man, if you want to, man, we'll do something for a little bit of something. I ain't got no lot of money. I'm going to tell you that now, but if my old car get down the track, you know, you think your old car get down the track, hey, man, we got big time cars. Ain't been much big time action. Hey, man, me and you, we sit tight each other and see what happens. What do you think about that?
I mean, that's cool. I mean, I got somebody I'm after. I mean, if they don't show up trying to do nothing, I mean, I'm gonna be there for action. I mean, you know, hey, you know, I'll do something on that.
Take any business if it don't work out, man. If I get down the track, you know, and you feel free and I feel free, we might talk about a little something. So, but you know, if you got something you already got lined up, that's cool. You know, I look around. I might just try something else. I'm just trying to make some action with my old car, man. We going to be there. Big time cars. Hadn't been doing a whole lot. Win, lose, or draw. I'm laying there to sit beside somebody this weekend. My old car get down the track. I'm just laying there to sit beside somebody for a little something. And then we got to get these spectators something for their money.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm going to be there. I mean, I ain't got the race locked in, but I got somebody hunting this. I mean, we're going to see what it do. I mean, shit, you
okay.
Know me. I'll race two or three times. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Okay. What we got out there? What we got next?
Jeff, your mic is open.
Yeah, good evening. How y'all doing, Atomic Dog?
Hey, what's going on, man?
All right, how y'all doing? I want to talk about one of the memorable moments, you know, back in the day, when you and Escobar got together back down in San Antonio.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one, too, wasn't it? I tell you what, got to tell a story on that one twice. That one, like, just kind of that one got a good, and you know, some, it's just like you, man, some of these races have a good ending, and some of them have a not so good ending. So it's your story, your nickel, so I'm going to let you tell your story.
Yeah, well, you know, the first round now, you know what I mean, we get down there, and we broke the first time we went down there. One of them boys went down there and broke one. I tell you, man, boy, they just said, well, we got the best of them. But we went back and fixed that old Camaro, man, and came back yellow Escobar and told Escobar, well, what it do now? And, boy, look at here. Boy, you talking about a crowd. We had one of the biggest crowds I've ever seen down in San Antonio. And, but you got up on that light, boy, and you cut a light on that boy, man. Look at here, boy, they dropped their head, boy. They couldn't understand it, boy. But I tell you, you got the best of them, boy. That was one of the best races I ever seen in a long time, man. You know what I mean? There's some good races out there, but as far as me going to the track, that was one of the best races I ever seen, man, in a long time, man. That race really sticked in my head, not just because it was your race, but it's just because of the fact that how the race went down. You know what I mean? You win some, you come back, and you come back to get them again, and then you got them, you know what I mean? A lot of people got them, they go out there, and they go out there, and they get got, and they come back, and they get got again, and they just give up. But you got the guy the first time, because, well, his mouth function, you broke. Then you came back, got them, and you shook them down, and you got them again, you know what I mean? So that was one of the best number of races I ever had out there on the rock, man, I remember, man. I just want to let you know about that one.
All right, yeah, that was a good race, yeah. I remember that race like yesterday, because like you said, the first time, it broke my heart, boy. I let that bus go and that ring snapped. And boy, we had five, it was up on the line. And when that ring snapped, I know I hold first, but boy, when that ring snapped and I didn't go nowhere, you tell me I was sick, boy. Boy, man, I had a camera and run up in that car and put that camera on me. I had that Kool-Aid baby going. I was so hot. Like you say, hey, that's the way it go, man. I tell people all the time, when you go to track in these cars, you sit in these cars, sometimes you don't know when these cars going to break. All you do is just hope like the hell they don't break and you got your money up. But the thing about it, when you're a grudge racer and you love doing what you're doing, you go, you regroup, and you come back, and you do it again. Just like it is, man. Hey, win, lose, or draw,
If you beat me one time, you have to beat me again. I guarantee you. So if you beat me, I might find something that didn't go right, or you just might ran good. But boy, look here, you have to beat me a couple of times before I just deal, you know, unless I just know I'm not class. But that's what it's all about, man, and what we're trying to get to, trying to set the stage for some of this stuff. Hey, that's good. So, hey, glad to have you on, Joe. So hang around, Jeff, and we see what we got out there next.
Horace, your mic is open.
Hey, what up, Tracy?
Hey, what's up,
Roy? Nothing, but, hey, I kind of want to comment. Hey, we're going to do the on Roy race this weekend on the 22nd. We're going to do a battle of HMP, too. If you're in Tree Man and Drexler, we're going to put that belt up, man, for that battle of HMP. And we're going to do the belt for back ass class, too.
Alright, what y'all got? Okay. What y'all got? I ain't got a problem. I'm gonna just get it.
Yeah.
You know, we're gonna make something happen. What you got?
We're gonna on the back end class. It's $250 entry fee. The belt gonna be put up if it's two cars or one car. Whoever gonna be there gonna win the belt, man. On a battle of HMP. I know Tree Man wanted bad. He been wanting it for years. They're going to probably put $500 up for the battle of HMP. I know I'm supposed to say nothing about it, but y'all might have a new car in that field with y'all, man. So when y'all come, so he's going to be probably running y'all for that belt, too. I ain't going to tell you who it is, but it'll be something that...
We might well all get in the pot and see what happened that day.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. Where nobody won't be scared of each other, man. See, like everybody's scared of each other, though.
Well,
I know you and Tree Man got a car there, man, and old Taylor them got a car he drive. Bunch of chassis cars there, man. Just got to, you got to run them. I mean, you're in the same class. Hey, I'm gonna mute my mic for a second, man. I get back on in a second.
Okay, who we got?
Okay.
Who we got there? Okay, hold on just a second. That's it with their hands up right now, Tracy. Nikki was on the phone, but he dropped off.
He dropped off. Well, since he came and said that, you know, they got that going in HMP for the big time card. About time for us to try to make some out to see what happens. So, guys, I know Red here from ATX. We might as well load them up, go down there, and see what's going to happen. We ain't lose a draw. We're going to have fun, make a little action, help support Roy, try to win us a few little old dollars, or get our butt kicked. However it's going to go, we're going to go down there and try to get in the hunt. So everybody out there in radio land, let y'all folks know, Tom McDowell coming down to try to get in action, win, lose, and draw. We're going to come try to make some big tie action at HMP this weekend for the belt and a little cash. So anybody got anything to add to that, feel free to push the one button, tell what you think, tell how you like.
Undertaker, your mic is open.
Hey, how you doing there, Tracy?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not a whole lot. Hey, can you give a moment of silence for a fella by the name of Tank? He's out of Case Racing Camp. He passed away this week. I think they're going to have his service Saturday. So if you would, you know, let's give a little shout out to him.
Hey, man, it's always good when we hear information about that, man. We got a fellow racer, he spoke about Tank, passed away. It's always a grudge racing family and community for us to come together, and our condolences go out there to Tank's family and friends. At this time, guys, I just ask that we give a moment of silence and respect to Tank. Thank you, man. Hey, anytime we get information, man, guys, I don't always remember everything, know everything, man. Guys, come on, push you one and speak about that. Guys, believe it or not, people reach, that's just me, that's just the right thing to do for people. Share your condolences with them, let them know that, you know, they're being thought about, so that's good, man. Sad to hear that anybody can make that service and know the family give him a hug, help him out with a little something. Just show him your appreciation. Show him that somebody cares about him, concerned. Somebody have a lot of noise. Can you please mute your mic? Someone, mic is over. They got a lot of background noise.
It sounds like somebody that's traveling in a vehicle. So somebody that's in a car.
That might be me. I got it.
Hey, Tracy.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate that. Another thing, are y'all going to bring that little Nova back into town?
Well, I tell you what, the Nova guy's on the line, man. Push the one button, Nova. That's the Undertaker. That's Troy the Undertaker. Push the one button. I think somebody's name is Tinker. Call him. See what he's going to say.
He's not pushing the one button, Tracy. I can push it for him, though.
Tinker's not pushing one button? Oh, what? Good grief. Tinker's
Tinker,
not
your
pushing
mic
the
is
one
open.
Button.
Tinker, your mic is open.
Mr. Tinker. What's going on, Doctor?
Who is this?
I'm trying to, this old Undertaker here.
Undertaker, what's up, man?
Not a whole lot. I'm trying to see if we can still get that same race on straight off the trailer, man. I've been experiencing some technical difficulties, and I'm willing to try.
Let me stop you right now. You want to lock something, we can do something Saturday. Let's lock it all off the trailer and all that shit. You want to lock it to stop that conversation, lock it right now. Tracy, hold on.
Wait a minute.
I don't want to hear what
you're
talking about. Lock it right now. Just lock it, and I'll be on that Saturday.
We
going to
lock it, and we coming straight off the trailer. No shakedown, no nothing.
Be a man about it. I
don't
know. We
going to
do it.
That's what I tell you. Be a man about it. Straight off the trailer. Straight off.
Quit calling me out if you don't want to do it when I want
to do it. 500 straight off the trailer. Before 8 o'clock. 500 straight off the trailer before 8 o'clock.
We don't do it off the trailer, but it's locked 500.
Be a man about it. 500 straight off the trailer. Be a man about it.
What?
500 straight off the trailer in the lanes before 8 o'clock.
It ain't going to be off the trailer, but we can do it in the lanes before
8
o'clock.
No, I ain't got all day to play with you. Straight off the trailer.
Where you coming to the off the trailer shit?
This is new grudge racer.
Well, I'm not. I'm an old grudge racer. 500.
Okay.
Before 8 o'clock. Is that a bet?
No bet. Straight off the trailer.
Well, quit calling me out then.
I think you're scared of me. That's what I think.
Days lane before 8 o'clock, 500 locked in. Is that a bet?
Straight off the trailer. You touch the ground, we going straight to the staging lane. I touch the ground, we going straight to the staging lane. Let's do it. Tracy, go on with the show. Most memorable moments, Carl Perkins and Shotwell down there in Porter.
Tell us about it.
That's
the stage
for. That's old Carl Perkins move straight off the trailer. Him and Shotwell, you know, they ran for a nice little piece of change. I think it was Savannah or something. I don't know. He had U.S. cars, had all kind of names on them, so. But that's some of my most memorable moments down there in Porter, Texas.
In Porter, Texas? Yeah. I remember the Porter days. Porter days used to be crunk. Every Sunday, Porter used to be crunk. Yeah. Okay, then. Well, maybe you and Tinker get it together.
Undertaker, what you going to do?
Look here. I don't even know if my car going to go down the track. I'm willing to try you straight off the trailer, man. I'm trying to give you 500. I'm trying to give it to you. But you got to earn it. Come straight off that trailer. I try you. You and your big block. Go on with the show, Tracy. Go on with the show. I appreciate
right,
you
man,
doing that for Tank, man. I appreciate that.
Hey, no problem, man. We always feel like, you know, it's the right thing to do. If anything happened with anybody, let us know while we're on the show, man. We always want to give our condolence, man, and show our respect in a moment of silence. That's good, so just let me know. Hey, anybody else we got out there?
Wait, we lost him. Hold on. No, he's back. There he is. 832-0396. I do believe that's Cavalcade. Cavalcade, your mic is open.
Hey, I hear Tinker on the line. Tinker, where you at?
Tinka, you're being staged. Tinka,
you're being staged. Yeah. Hey, you feeling good about Saturday?
Cavalcade, ain't it?
You feeling good about Saturday? If you already know who calling for you, then, I mean,
yeah,
you ain't got to call today. You know who it is.
I'll be there on Saturday. I'll be there on Saturday.
So can we get this dance on?
Yeah, we can do something. We're going to do something. I'll be there on Saturday.
I don't need to think he's going to do something, man. I really got plans, but, I mean, I can change plans. Yeah,
I'm gonna try to get down the track, and if things look right, we're gonna do something.
Can we lock something on that?
What?
I say, can we lock something on that, Tinker?
No, I'll be down there though.
Oh man.
Anyway, you know
it is what it is.
I'll be down there, though.
I'm like the Undertaker. Go ahead, Tracy. Go on, finish the show.
Who we got in there?
Let me hold on.
Why you got
that
in here?
Well, those are all everybody who has their hand up has already spoken.
Hold on
just a second.
Yeah.
Is open.
Okay, what's going on, Miss Sharon? Coming, dog. What's going on, y'all?
What up, Nick Clark? What you know?
Man, you got it, man. You got it. I just want to know one thing down there, Tommy Dog. Where all them damn back halves at, man? I'm looking for them. I've heard about the clown. I've heard about the ghost. I'm looking for him, man. Can you get anybody to engage? And I do it on December 1st at Dallas Dragway.
Backhand card. Big Clark looking for action December 1st. Backhand. He called a clown out. Is anybody in the Dallas area down there? Know what a clown is? Who else did you call?
I heard the ghost.
The Joker? The ghost?
Yeah, I already got Checkerboard. I got Tony Thorne and Lil Flip on the 27th. Well, Lil Flip is on the 1st. I got Tony Thorne and
hold on,
Joker.
On.
Hey. Well, is that right? Well, listen, Nick Clark, I don't know, he's a Mississippi trying to look for some backhand calls for December 1st, but God want to do it. So we got some backhand calls here in Texas, man. You know, so, hey, Hawks is out there. Hawks, who you know? You know anybody out there? We got somebody out there. Houston got some pretty good backhand calls in that area also. So, hey, man, if you know somebody,
anybody.
Where's on Motion Racing? Oh, Motion Racing out there, I know he's out there. He's a pretty good backhand call. He's jailing me on here. I won't be on here. Because we're not going to let you come on here, Carl. And try to hood dog your guy with his backhand call. So we're going to find you. We're going to find you a race. You come down there and beat him a bird. We got to find you a race with somebody. So we're going to get on the horn. We ain't going to let you come over here and scare anybody off, man.
Great. Well, guess what, type of dog? I'll be in the house December 1st, and I'm looking for him. Peanut wants his rematch. You can get his, too.
Peanut on there. We got, I heard somebody call my name.
That was me, Trace. It's hard.
Go ahead.
Come on some 10.5, I'm going to run him.
10.5?
Yeah.
I ain't buying no more tires. I just bought a new set, buddy.
Yeah. Come on 10.5,
yeah.
I'll tell you.
Hey,
okay.
You know, y'all got a little disadvantage right there. You might let him see me do something for you.
Yeah, give me the hit. I'll take that on one more small tires.
Nah. Only way a man get a break from me, he got to take it at the tree, buddy.
Going home.
All right, well.
You got a light call with five glass potty, man.
Hold on, man. Listen, you ain't never put my car on scale. My car ain't as light as y'all think it is. But I mean, if that's your excuse that you don't want to raise
oh,
up.
No,
okay.
No. Oh, I'll tell you, I'll run you on 10 and a half, man.
Okay, Nick caller. The rest of them.
We got a bunch of them. They probably not on the line. Darryl and
I mean,
DJ and all of them.
Hey, my hands went up since you made that little call out. Marcus, your mic is open.
I got a question, Big Clark. Okay, check this out. You call the Shadow out, and I know for a fact that's a 420 car. So
hold on, Marcus. Oh,
don't call them.
We ain't talking about no time, man.
Yeah,
hey, we talking about racing, bro.
No, but I'm at a question. You call out a 420 car.
Who is that?
Hold on, man. Don't call those numbers, man. Yeah.
Who is that talking about? DT, you?
I'm saying the man put it on the board. I mean,
it is what it is.
Hey, man,
they
ain't putting no time on no board. I don't know how
fast
the
shadow car is. I'm not saying you put a time on the board. I seen this man time on. He put it on the board and vowed up.
Yeah,
that's a bad time. Everybody know what he run. Be honest about the situation. He put a time on the board. He said he put his time on the board so everybody know what he run. That's why everybody looking at him crazy when he said, I run your 10 and a half. He put his time on the board about a
week. Hey, man, listen. I understand what you're saying about who did what. I don't feel like he can run that. Listen, I had one of y'all guys beat me a couple weeks ago. He didn't run no 420.
Nah, he didn't run no 420.
Looking at the race, man.
420. He was way out from up to 420. He was way out from 420. We're going to put it like that. You know that great car being Valos next week at Drag Radio Race. And I guarantee you he'll be running 20.
Man, tell me, dog. Give me somebody talking about racing, man. I don't know who it is.
We want to come on here. We don't want to be talking about folks' time.
Yeah.
And it's grudge racing. And we want to try to keep it clean and respectful.
Look like this, see? Ain't nothing here, though, man. Them playing times up on the board and about us in front of everybody.
Hey, man, I ain't never lit a time up, dude. I don't know what you're talking about. I ain't never lit a time up.
Clark, I'm saying the shadow, man. I'm saying.
Okay,
you probably caught that fast. How you think it's racing Texas?
Okay, all right, well, listen. If Texas is scared, I can click over to the East Coast talk line.
That don't mean nothing because it run 20. But mute this mic, Tracy. He pepper people's hands.
Yeah, we want to keep it grub. We don't want to come on here speaking about people's time. We just don't want to talk about nobody's time.
I'm not calling that car time. I'm calling about another car. I'm talking about another
but
car.
But you don't call nobody's time.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly,
yeah,
man.
We don't want to call time, man. Let's keep the times out of it. Let's not call nobody's time, man.
Tracy. Tony Thorne, your mic is up. Tony Thorne, your mic is open.
Hey, Tommy Thorne, what's going on?
What up, Tony? What up? What do you know?
I called you to ask you something. On October 27th, I got a guy with a automatic car like yours that wants to race you.
What? You got an automatic car like mine?
His name is Rodney Waterly, and he's calling you out.
Rodney Wandy, okay, we'll check it out. We'll talk about it and
we'll
see what happened.
Okay.
Hey, tell me, dog. I got a statement for Tony Thorne. What's going on, Tony Thorne?
Hey, now, how you doing, Clark?
All right, man. Hey,
hold on before you address that. Tony.
Yeah.
Do this guy show time?
No time.
He don't show time, okay. Okay, go ahead.
Well, he run that Gold Mile Automatic class at the Red Line last week. I don't know. Rodney Wadley. Silver Corvette.
We're talking about,
like I said, wait and call and show the time, man, because
something happened. You're
going to
get just what you got earlier with this guy just saying about a car.
No, they don't. We're not showing no time at Denton. Ain't nobody getting no time. The tires are going to be locked up.
There you go. There you go.
And
I respect that.
You know, we want to keep waiting that time. So we'll talk about it and see what's going on. But go on, McClung, you were saying something.
No, I just want to get Tony Thorne his problem, man. I got to say one thing. I like your style, man. I got a new name for you. You know, you're the Beast of Texas. Yeah, I like to consider you as the Beast of Texas, man. You got a lot of heart, and I appreciate that. You know, you beat me over here in Mississippi. You know, my hat's off to you. You got one fair and square, and you have no problem giving me a rematch when I come to Texas. That's what I like about you. So, you know,
so
keep doing what you're doing, man.
I'm a racer. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I like to see more guys, you know, step up to the plate like you in Texas, man. You know, a lot of guys over there just don't want to entertain the thought. I don't know who the other guy was I was just talking to, but, I mean, you know, I'm willing to bet he ain't going to race nobody.
That guy you were just talking to, I don't think from Texas. I never heard of him in my life. His name was Marcus.
Okay.
Marcus, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Marcus.
Yeah, I can tell.
I don't think he's from Texas. I don't know who he is. I never heard of him. I heard him talking this shit.
Right. So, you know, thing about it, I'm just looking for a little action. And a lot of these cars, I wouldn't know them if I saw them. I'd have a few guys that brags, you know, big about Texas. I think they get a lot of work done over that way. And they be mentioning a lot of these cars, saying they some badass back half. So, you know, I'm just trying to engage, trying to race a few of them.
I think when you get down here to 27th or December 1st, you're going to have plenty of races.
Oh, yeah, I'm not doubting that. I'm just, you know, we're on a radio show, so I just like to talk and mingle with a few guys.
I can't get no answer out of Motion Race Car. Big Earl's going to try to be there the 27th and the 1st. I know that. He's trying hard as he can.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Race Car, I can't get him to call me enough to see what's the status with him. You're gonna have plenty of races.
All right, that's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. Hey, there is one other thing down there, Tommy Dog. There's a car down there they call the Nightmare. Ain't but one Nightmare in this motherfucking racing game. So I mean, I like the racing for that name if you accept that challenge.
I don't think that's gonna happen. He'll be there though.
Okay, well, I try. But, yeah, Tommy Dog, just go on with the show, man. I just decided to stop in and show a little love, man, and just see if we can get
man,
a few races going.
Yeah, man, appreciate you coming on out here, man. I tell you what, Big Clark, you know, Tony Dog stepped up. He got away. Y'all probably going to do something on the 27th. Down at his race, you're going to make action. That's a great thing. You'll come back on December 1st and try to lock in with somebody. Boy, you come down here, I tell you what, boy, woo-wee. You come down here trying to bulldog, man. They're going to have you, like I said. They're going to show you. They can't talk about it. They're going to show you. So, I guess,
I'm going to race you every time you come down here, Clark.
Hey, I'm looking forward to that, too, Tony. I'm looking forward to it, man.
I guarantee you, if I'm not broke, I'm there, we're going to race.
That'll work. I believe that. You gave me your word of that, I believe that. So,
Clark,
you know,
somebody's got some background noise going on. It sounds like a female child maybe in the background. If you don't mind, if you're not talking, mute your mic. But, Dick Clark, I think you were talking about a back half. Daryl, your mic is open.
Okay.
Hello?
Daryl, your mic is open.
Hey, what's happening, y'all?
What's up, Daryl?
Oh, not too much, man. I heard somebody call my name. Looking for Motion Racing. Y'all got them.
hey, I don't know much about motion races or whatever, but if you got a back half, I'm talking to you.
Who is this, Big Clock? Mississippi Nightmare?
That's me.
Oh, man, shit, I've been trying to flame y'all up, man.
Okay, I'll be there on the 27th. What's up?
We be at House of Hook on the 3rd. What's up?
You be at House of Hook on the 3rd?
Say it again. We be at House of Hook on the 3rd.
Lock it in, man. 5 on 25 or better.
Nah.
Hands up, pro tree, flip a line.
We catch y'all at the track. You see, the problem is, reason why I don't say nothing with Nightmare, because I done been locked in with Nightmare twice already.
No.
And they
okay,
always
who on?
Nigga they way and chicken shit they way out. So we just catch y'all at the track.
Okay, who owns Nightmare then?
Well, Tony still drives for it, so, you know.
Okay, but, you know, I own it. So, you know, that's what we do. We race. But if you want to do it like that, that's fine.
Yeah,
if you're going to
yeah,
be at the House of Hook.
I'd rather not lock in with the Nightmare because we got a pass with the Nightmare. You know, I know you own it now, but like I said, Tony's still affiliated with it. You know, so
okay.
I just rather do it like that, you know. That way. Ain't nobody got no hurt feelings because, you know, I still need to be old punk out money for the car. You know, that's why I don't ever comment on the car or nothing because, you know, it's way before you, what I'm trying to say,
okay.
You know.
Okay, if I can ask, what kind of car you got there?
I got a 69 Camaro.
Is that the silver Camaro?
On the 3rd of the House of Hook, you know what kind of car I got.
Hey, man, if you back half, I ain't worried about you at all, buddy.
Okay.
I mean, shit, I can come do
you.
Hey, listen. Hey, Dara, I can come do you before the 3rd, man, if you like.
Well, come on with it, bro. You talking
I just
to a
told
racer here.
Hey, I'll be in Denton, Texas on the 27th. What's up?
I'm not going to take a chance of hurting the car a week before I go to Carolina. We already got plans. We already got reservations for Carolina.
Okay. That's why
I hadn't commented to Tony Thorne about the race. Now, if Tony want to do something with that silver Mustang the first or second week of October, all you got to do is say so. Matter of fact, I'm going to go on and say it. I call out any back half in the DFW area since they've been running their mouth so much. I run any back half in the DFW area, and on the 3rd, I run you, Mississippi Nightmare. It don't matter, bro. That's what we're doing.
I don't live in the DFW area, but, man, I'm going
to
be there.
That's not referred to you, but that's referred to Tony. And any other back half from Dallas, man, we don't care about them, bro. You know,
okay.
I ain't the talkative kind. I go out there at the track and do my thing at the track. You know, I look at the internet every now and then. I got friends that look at it on a daily basis that text me and tell me what's going on and everything else. But it's been a lot of talk, you know. And I just put it on the line like that, bro. You know, we'll raise anybody, man. Any back half that feel they want to try me, all I gotta do is say the word.
Okay, well, word.
I'll be out there on the 3rd. I guarantee you, man. If I'm out there, I'll find you, bro. But like I say, it's just a pass with the Nightmare that I'd rather not touch bases on, and, you know, I just leave it like that. But I guarantee you, if me and you at the track and y'all feel like y'all want to race, I'm always willing to race, bro.
Okay, heads up. You're going to find me because I don't know you.
I'll find you.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
All right, Nick Manning.
And anybody in the DFW area, they go for all y'all. Peanut, goals, it don't matter, man. All y'all got to do is say the word, bro. But like I say, I ain't going to be out there on the 27th because I ain't going to take no chance to hurt my car and try to fix it in a week because I already got everything plotted out to be in Carolina the following weekend. So.
Hey, look at Darren.
You know if you can't make the 27th, and I know you're trying to go to the East Coast, if you don't make the 27, once you get back on the East Coast, you know we got December 1st at Dallas Raceway.
I got December 1st, but I already had some plans, like long-term plans on December 1st. So, I apologize. I doubt if I can make December 1st, though, tell you.
All right. What are the other boys that tell me, dog? I mean, we got Ghost. We got anybody heard from the
Ghost? Somebody get Peanut. Where's Peanut? Where's Little Ricky at? Clark said he called them names a while ago, so when them Dallas fans get Peanut and Ricky, get him on the line. Clark's taking his chest way out there now. He's pumping that chest.
Hey, Peanut won't be there on the 27th. They got some prior engagement. But I think he's going to be there for the first, which I know he'll be there for the first. I'm going to give him another shot on the first and drill his ass again.
I heard that. You would be on there, so I don't know.
Give
him a Ricky.
Oh, yeah, Ricky probably.
I don't see Ricky or Peanut right now. We've got one hand up. Hold on. 469-6820, your mic is open. 469-6820, your mic is open.
Yeah.
Hello?
What?
Hello.
Okay, 469-6820, if you're just listening, press the one button and take your hand down for me. In the meantime, 469-1785, Roman, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
There go my buddy.
Hey, hold on, I want to ask Motion something real quick.
Daryl's still on the line.
Hey, Daryl, what can I do to convince you to come up on the 27th, man? You know you got away with one. See, that was the only race, I think, only time you've been out this year. What can I do to convince you to come back up to Dallas, man? I need some get back on that one.
27 ain't going to happen, but you get back before then. Because if I got to, I come out there on the Sunday on Kennedy and raise all y'all, bro.
Shit, you might have to do that then. Shit, Sunday looking real good. Sunday looking real good weather this Sunday.
Sunday ain't looking good for me because they got a race this weekend in Houston, so.
Beyonce. Shit, that's all better. Shit, you're about 4 hours away.
Say what?
I said that's better if you're gonna be in Houston. Dallas right down the street.
Yeah, I'm gonna be in Houston, but my car ain't gonna be in Houston.
Oh, okay. You gonna keep the car at home?
Anytime next month, Roman. Just name the place, bro.
You just said this any Sunday. I said this Sunday. Let's do it. And I ain't listen.
I was gonna be in Houston Sunday though.
Oh, yeah, you ain't talking about nothing. I ain't even got a transmission in my car right now. I just know I put that bitch here on Friday and run you. Well, let's both be brave about the bitch. Just put one in Saturday morning and run Saturday evening. I'll do it.
Man, I don't put any transmission in my car, man. I don't mess with that BTE stuff, man.
You don't race. That's what you don't do. You race once, twice a year. You don't race once, twice a year.
Wrong, man.
What's up?
Didn't I say the first or second week in October? You pick a Sunday.
Let's do Saturday, October 6th. Kennedy is gonna have something going on. We can run. We're gonna run to midnight. I can fuck you up. 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and 11:59.
Give me a couple days. Give me a couple days to see where my transmission gonna be at, and we.
I got
ahead.
Shit. Shit, there, you know me and you, we love the race. I'll come down and help you put
that's
one in, dog. Just,
I'll
come down tonight. I'll help you put one in just to get you up on it. That's what's going to take to get you on the starting line.
Me and you going to race regardless.
Let's do it. What are you talking about? A couple days, October, November, January? When?
I'll get with you.
All right, get with me. Holler back. That's it. I'm out. Joker time.
Hold on, Joker. They get on the phone and text before you talk to them.
That's not right. You ready? You want to say something to him, we can get him back on.
That's right. You got to call me and him already locked in. But sound like this dude there. Don't do no racing. He got too many prior engagements.
You better ask somebody, bro. You know, you'll figure it out.
Huh?
You'll figure it out.
Hey, there. I'm going to guarantee you one thing. When you get the house and hook on the third, I'm going to find you before you find me. I'm going to show you how bad I want you.
You better ask somebody, because evidently you don't know me, bro.
And I ain't got to. I don't want to ask nobody. I want you to show me.
Okay, then. I'll show you.
I'll show you.
Ain't no problem.
Ricky,
you'll go do your homework. You'll go do your homework before long. As soon as you hang up the phone, you'll be calling everybody. So you'll figure it out.
I guarantee you, buddy, I ain't going to call nobody. All I want to know, you say you back here, that's good enough for me.
You figure it out. You'll figure it out, bro.
Yeah. All right.
Yo.
Ricky, your mic is open, and Roland is back on. Roland is back on the line too, Big Clark.
Hey, what's up, Roland?
Just chilling. Go ahead, Ricky.
No, I was just calling in. I had got a text to call the show. I think I hit one on accident. What's going on, Sharon?
Hey, Ricky, how are you? Big Clark, weren't you looking for a Peanut or Ricky or somebody?
Oh, yeah. Well, I told him, me and Ricky already talked, you know, we're going to do it on December 1st. You know, we're going to give him some good back that day. Yeah.
Man, I'm going to tell y'all, hell, we gonna probably be racing the prime time, boy, like crazy from here on out. Our crew like to race too damn much, so I guess we're gonna be racing every time we get a chance. That's what it seems like, huh, Clark?
Oh yeah, that's the way it is.
But I'm gonna go and let you and Roman do what y'all need to do real quick, cause I know y'all trying to set something up for real.
Yeah, well, me and Roman, we already locked, right, Roman? 5 on 15 for October 27th, correct?
Yeah, we locked.
Right.
We locked.
All right.
Yes, sir.
That'll work, bud.
You
ready?
Hey, man.
I'm having sleepless
nights, bro.
Huh?
I'm having sleepless nights. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait, man.
Send you home. I wish y'all could have convinced this DJ guy. Huh?
Clark, who was you just talking to?
Oh, that was DJ. Somebody, DJ out of Houston.
That was Daryl. Daryl. Yeah.
You know Daryl, don't you? Oh, Daryl or DJ?
Daryl. Motion.
Daryl. Motion.
Okay.
Yeah, he got the maroon Camaro.
Yeah, I know he's talking about. That's going to be a good one. Y'all supposed to run the show?
Yeah, he's going to be in the House of Hook on the 3rd, so, yeah.
Hey,
I got no problem with that one.
That's going to be a nice little race right there. And being that he's from down this way, I'm going to claim Louisiana, too. So we need some help. Yeah, just putting Texas on the island by their own, all the East Coast and Mississippi. So I'm going to bring Louisiana on our side. And Dad will get 10 on your ass, Chris.
Hey, Ricky. Y'all thought y'all would get on my head, but I got y'all.
Hey, I know how that was. We're gonna take that loss, even though the lane was messed up. We still gotta take that.
Hey, listen, I had to take mine with Tony Thorne, so.
Hey, Tony Thorne, it's a good ass open on y'all. But I know one thing. Hey, I know one thing. You better be praying for rain by the time October 27th, December 1st, or whatever you're supposed to see Daryl. Because you got 3 issues coming your way.
Okay, I'm waiting on them. Y'all ain't calling looking for me. I'm looking for y'all. So that ought to tell you something.
We ain't got to look for you. Like you say, you too big to be looking for. We know where you at.
There you go. There you go. And, hey, I just don't think nobody can outrun me at the House of Hooks. So I don't know what Daryl thinks.
Hey, man. I can't really speak for Daryl too much. But one thing I will tell you. You better have your shit together.
Okay.
I can't really speak for him too much. What's that? That's on November 3rd?
November 3rd. You got a few guys that's going to try to make it to half up. And Texas as a whole, we got a thing going on. We going to Mason. We going to got a lot of boys. I got some boys coming out of Chicago. Say they want some of that Texas blood. There's some boys coming out of Florida. Say they want some of that Texas meat. So we got a few going to make it to Mike's race to have the hook. But we trying to take a shitload up to Macon National Dragway November 3rd to get some of them boys from the north up at Chicago. We got a boy named Leroy with a back half car. Say he want anything down this way, he going to be here. We got the boys coming out of Florida. Big low them on 29. And they like to come out here and get something they want to take off where Tony Bynes left off. Big low them saying, Trace, if you can get this car on 29 to make it, they're going to be sure glad to buy them. So we're going to take a host of them guys trying to go to make it. A few of them going to make the trip.
Connect with anybody that I've tried to call tonight. So you might want to text, you know, Tracy, you might want to see if you can text HD to get HD to call in on the show and have him press the 1 button.
There is
okay. on December 1st.
All right, you got that, buddy.
I'm waiting to see if you're calling. Go ahead. Y'all keep going.
Okay, so, but yeah, so y'all gonna go ahead and go to Macon anyway, though, Chris?
Huh? Well, I mean, just being honest, I know Tony Bynes was going to be in House of Hook. I said I was going to make it, you know, but so you know how that go.
All right. Well, all right, man, I was just hollering, y'all. I was just letting Chris know that he still had action and bring some of his friends down here on the first.
Hey, Big Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, we be looking for you at the House of Hooks, man. Don't try to back out nothing. You said you're going to be at the House of Hooks. We be at the House of Hooks on the 3rd. We got all this meeting out here. We be at the House of Hooks on the 3rd, this motion.
Man, listen. Lock me in if you want me to. Lock me in if you want me to be somewhere.
I told you the whole situation for that. You said you was going to be there. Now all of a sudden you're making. You're backing out? You crawfishing now?
Okay. Hey, Ricky, did y'all and myself lock in? Did y'all have any problem?
Now?
I said, did we lock a race in? Did y'all have any problem?
Well, I mean, we had a confusion, but we still raced, and it was a lock-in. So, I mean, I can say it went nice.
Okay.
I say one thing, though. You know, just like you, I know Dad and them like to race. I know they're going to race. So, y'all really, I mean... I would say just
tear it down when we get there. They got action. Just help me get there.
Hey, Joe. No, it's Ricky.
We beat her.
Yeah, you hear me?
Say what?
Hey, if Chris gets smart and runs from you on the 3rd, then just catch him down here. Just trap his ass down here on the 3rd of December.
November 3rd.
Yeah.
Hey, if he runs for me on November 3rd, then he's just trapping his ass in the pit on December 3rd.
Somebody's got some background noise. They're having a conversation, you know, in the background. If that's you, do us a favor and mute your phone. And Ricky, Big Clark just dropped off. Sorry about that.
Uh-oh. All right, well, shit. I guess I catch up with y'all.
If they call figured out, you're going to be flamed, though. He's bagging up.
Hey, Darryl. If he runs for me on the 3rd, though, if he runs for me on the 3rd of November, he's going to be here on the 1st.
Because I locked in that car twice already. I locked in that car twice already earlier this year.
I figured
out a way to finagle out both times, so... Without even paying phone card money. One time he even sold the car when he was already locked in. So, I ain't trying to lock in the car. If I made the track, we'll race the car.
That's why I say, if you go all the way out there and they run for me, you know, Dallas ain't that far away from you.
He didn't overload his mouth. He dropped off, he calling Tony and all. Hey, man, well, you know somebody got a burger and they come back off? That's what he's doing now. But it's too late, though. He's going to get flamed, though.
But Chris know you, though. Chris know your car, man.
They act like they don't. I know they do.
I mean, yeah, he know your car, man. Ain't no way he don't know your car.
My phone fell off. Hey, but I ain't got a car to call to buy it for nothing. I just told you, if you got a back half, I'm on your ass. That's what you need to know about me.
You didn't call Tom.
I ain't got to call Tom. What I need to know about you for? Man, listen, I came to Texas and called. I said, who is the baddest back half in Texas? They pointed me to Peanut, and that's who I was drawing on. If they'd have told me you, me and you'd have talked sooner.
I'm not from Texas.
Why do you keep telling that story? Say, why do you keep telling that bullshit story, man?
Okay, where you from?
Why do you keep telling that old fire story, man?
He's from Louisiana.
Hold on, Darryl. If you look at the video, there's a damn hurricane in the background, and he's talking about, like, what a back half, I wanted this, that, and that. So we went over to Mississippi. There's no damn way they got lucky because of that lane. We got that bullshit lane, but we took the loss. Ain't no problem now.
Okay, hold on, hold on. Let me ask you a question, Ricky. Since you want to talk about a lane, I took the same lane and lost. Okay, but let me
ask you.
Okay, that's right. Just like y'all got y'all ass to it. But let's just go back to this video. Man, it's a 60-foot out of a car to have in front of y'all ass. Y'all hooked up. You was hooked up when you left, and you didn't blow the tires till about the 150 feet mark. That's the only time you blew the tires. I was caught to have in front of y'all at the 60-foot mark, man.
Chris, do you really believe that?
Look at the video, dude.
Okay, well, then you think you're going to be anywhere in front of us come December 1st?
Man, shit. Do I think I'm anywhere in front of you? Okay.
Never. You know, Jay, you just know that you you kind of remind me of, you know, one of these boys that talk about what they really didn't happen, what they told somebody, this and another. You come over there saying you want the baddest back half in Texas because you knew there wasn't no back half there.
Okay, let me ask you a question. If I drove 7 hours to Texas, and y'all couldn't drive 15 minutes, who fault was that?
Why would we, we told you what the situation was, but then we came across to Mississippi. Hold on, Mississippi to get at you, right?
Okay. All right, get your ass and wait on me when y'all do
this. Because the way you be telling the story is like somebody scared of your car. You know ain't nobody scared of you or your car.
Hold on, I never said scared. I said when you came to Mississippi that you had to wait on me. In fact, I waited another 3 hours on y'all again, right or wrong.
Wait a minute, you said you waited 3 hours on us. What you mean? To get the car down?
When y'all came to Mississippi, that night I had to wait 3 hours for y'all car to get to the track again.
Chris, now, how long do it take to get there? I mean, it ain't like you was just waiting and chopping, you know, at the bits. Because, hey, you had a race like this with Tony Thorne. He told you off the trailer, y'all back, kind of that. So don't act like you was just waiting on
that. Tony Thorne never locked me in. We talked about racing off the trailer, but I was not going to go out there. And no car has went down the racetrack all day.
So you weren't really waiting 3 hours then. That's my point. Because you had a race right then.
I waited 3 hours on y'all. I waited 3 hours on y'all.
So once the car got there, how long did you have to wait?
Hey.
What's that?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, I want to give a shout out to Cavalcade and Undertaker. They're out there on the line. See ya.
I'm back with you, Ricky. I'm back with you. Say what now?
Nah, I'm saying, so once the car got... Basically, this is the bottom line. You know you got action anytime we're at the track at the same time. So you sitting up trying to tell it like somebody was running from you or somebody was trying to make you wait and this, that, and other. Nah, once we got to that track, how long did you have to wait for a race? It didn't take long.
Y'all want to even flip a lane, man. Y'all want to wait till... It's the DP time for even flip a lane, man. All right, y'all, flip a lane.
Exactly.
Let y'all flip a lane. Y'all don't even want to do that, man. I just tell you, Rick.
Hold on. Let's do it this way. Play the neutral man now. So, if they're on the track, they've been there all day. We just get there. They've been testing, and they want to flip a lane so they can go test some more. I tell them, no. We gonna flip for rain when it's time to race. So you just go out there and go for what you know. What's wrong with that?
It flipped on y'all ass. That's what we did. We went for what
we knew.
I'm
gonna
do
the same thing.
I'm not gonna flip dead. I flip right before time to go race. That way I mean I got me some doubt on either lane, so.
Yeah. And I mean and the thing was we didn't have a whole lot of test time, so we were just like shit, it flipped on us. But shit, it was gonna have to work against y'all too. If it went the other way, then it was gonna have to go that way. But I mean, if we would have told y'all, if y'all knew y'all had left lane, then you know that would have been against us. So
I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna tell you something, Ricky, and tell me, Doc. Think about it like this, man. You know, if you feel like you're faster than me, and I feel like I'm faster than you. I wouldn't give a shit which lane you get. I don't need the lane.
Right lane then.
Hold on. Why should I give you right lane, man? Do that sound right?
Because you just said you slip.
No. I said, why should you care? Man, I swear, you know, every time me and you talk, Rick, we can't never get nothing resolved because your ass is just a fountain head of knowledge. Hey, listen, man. Listen, I just said, if you feel like you can outpower me and you had a chance to test it in whatever lane that you flipped and got, why y'all didn't do that?
Hey, Rick.
Hey, what's up?
Let me get Tracy right quick. Tracy,
before
the show go off. Hey, Tracy.
All right. Chris, I'll hit you up later, Chris.
I do.
Hey, it's Calcator.
Hold on, Rick. Hold on, Tracy. I'm going off. I'm going to let you finish. Hey, Ricky.
Okay.
All right, I'm still here.
Okay,
I'm still here.
I see AD is on there. Just hold on.
HD, your mic is open. Hold on, Tinka, hold on just a second. HD, your mic is open.
Tommy Dog, you telling me to call in. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, the guy was on here talking about running you. I see we spoke about this weekend. Rick is who is all that noise? I can't stand it. Somebody should hit that mic. Somebody's driving
in a car, got a bike. No, actually, it sounds like somebody's got a TV on in the background.
Yeah.
Okay, we're cool now. Go ahead.
It was speaking about saying we were going to certain cars on the East Coast. I think your name come up. You and Peter talk. Ricky is on the phone talking about trying to lock in a race. I told him you're supposed to get back with us. I just want Big Clark. He's out there hollering about the cars on the East Coast. I just let him know that your name was sold up in the hat. And Ricky's out of peanut camp. He was just on the line. He's talking about